What up, y'all? Welcome, 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 welcome. If you are just joining us, this is hour two with the Lunch Break crew. Ray Nitty, maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z holding us down with the production and sound. It is voting day, y'all. It is voting day. Yes, it is election day in Wisconsin. Today we will be electing the nominee and most likely the governor of Wisconsin. Make sure y'all vote today, man. We asked a question earlier. What number voter were you today if you voted already? I was number 45. And, you know, people are worried about voter turnout. And y'all already know where I'm at with the whole field, so we ain't going to get into all of that. But I do think it's important that you pick somebody up and take them to go vote. Pick somebody up and take them to go vote. Vote for who you want to.
You got
to
lure them in the car with some Casamigos, man. Just lure them in and be like, we finna ride around and, you know, smoke one drink and just pull up to the fight. Drop them off. I gotcha. No, I'm just playing. But, hey, do for real what Ray said. Do what you got to do. Pick somebody up. Take a friend group. Get out there and vote. Check on your elderly family members, the ones that can't wait to see you and they want to hang out with you. Pick them up. Take them to vote. Do something nice for them. Get them a little sandwich or something.
100%. It's important that we exercise our vote, especially as the black community. No, I am not saying that voting changes all for our community, but it is a tool, it is a weapon that we could use to put people in positions that will have our best interests in mind. And if they do not fight for on our behalf or deliver on things that we ask for as a community, or do not have a plan for our community, which is one of the worst places to raise black families in the state of Wisconsin, then I would do some more research into people that actually has a plan, people that are actually doing work, people that actually has the resume. But vote, vote, vote. Take somebody with you because it is super, super, super important. And no, it is not the end all to be all, but it is something that we could use as a community to make sure elected officials are working on our behalf and not just selling dreams and getting people to follow dreams that are unattainable. So that's what I'll say about making sure we vote today. We have a caller, Shannon. Shouts out to Sharice. How you doing? Sharice from Milwaukee. You live with the Lunch Break with Ray Nitty and maybe Shannon.
Hey, Ray Nitty and maybe Shannon. I voted in District 2, and I was number 31, and my husband was number 32. And, yeah, I'm snatching my mom up and my two adult children who, if I don't snatch them up and put them in the car, they probably be like, oh, I forgot. Oh, yeah. I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, so that's my three people.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Have a nice day. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yes, please take somebody with you to vote. Take somebody with you to vote. If you already voted already, call somebody. We all know somebody right now.
Mm-hmm.
We all know somebody right now that hasn't voted yet and probably just sitting around, not doing anything. Take them to go vote. And you can register to vote on the spot. Exactly. It's
And if you're in the group chat, send that in the group chat. That's what our group chat did. They said, listen, make sure y'all vote today. We even checking in. Look, voted David Crawley. I already voted. Just voted. Good morning, ladies. Do not forget to vote. Man, look out for each other. That's what you're supposed to do in the group chat. You're supposed to look out for each other and make sure you guys are just encouraging each other to do the right thing. And that's one way you can do that. So,
yep, absolutely. Absolutely, man. So a couple things we want to talk about for voting. Polls are open right now. They opened at 7 a.m. All right. So you got until 8 p.m. to vote all across Wisconsin. It's the same hours everywhere in every state. And remember, if you are in line by 8 p.m., you will get a chance to vote even if the line hasn't moved before closing time. If you are in line before 8 p.m., you will have the opportunity to vote. Do not get out of line. Do not leave. Do not be discouraged. I know polling places could have hiccups where sometimes they run out of ballots or sometimes they get things late or start late. So remember, if you are in line before 8 p.m., you will get a chance to vote. Also, Shannon, your employer you have the right to take time off from your job and go cast your vote.
Listen, while y'all on that lunch break,
all right,
start plotting. When you come back, be like, you know what? I ain't go to vote yet. Even if you did, take a second lunch break, say you ain't go to vote yet. I ain't saying do that, but you know, you can.
I'm saying
you ain't
do
vote
it.
Yet. You need to go and vote. Hello?
I'm
Look,
saying
you on
do
the
it.
Second half of your lunch break. You really gonna get a second lunch break today. Go vote. Bring a snack to the line.
This hour two with the lunch break crew.
This is a wonderful
thing. Tell them you need an extended break.
Lunch break too.
So you can go do what you're supposed
you gotta
to
vote.
Do. So
bring
yes.
Bring your headphones. Tap in with us on YouTube. You're going to listen to us, have a snack, and you're going to vote. You're doing so many great things with your day. And you get a little time off work. I know y'all sick of sitting in them people's face.
Man.
Go ahead on. Go and vote.
Straight up. If you have an 18-year-old, take them to vote. If they 18 and up, take them to vote. Mm-hmm. We got 18-year-olds that's just running around the city. Take them to vote. Get them involved with the process.
My dad used to get on our nerves. Get out there and vote. I don't care who you vote for. Go vote. Man, did you vote today? I'm like, God, let me just go do it.
Straight up. Straight up. And then
nag them.
Man, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, go cast your vote. Go cast your vote. I was excited casting my vote for bro today. I was excited.
Oh, that's right.
I was excited. It felt right. It felt good.
It felt right.
It felt good, man. Your employer has to give you the time to go cast your vote, all right? It's law. It's law. Wisconsin also allows same-day registration at the polls. So you have to bring proof of residence if you are not already registered. You could register to vote today, all right? You can register to vote today. Young Money said Ward 178. He was 122. That's what's up. What time did you vote? I voted at like 10 o'clock, and I was number 45. 122. I like to see that.
Dorian Higgins said he voted early. That's what's up, Dorian.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Get to it.
Mount Olive. That's Dorian, I think it is. That's Mount Olive Missionary Baptist Church. That's where I went. When I was younger.
You know what church you go to and everything.
Well, we went to church together. If that's the same Dorian.
I know that's right, Dorian. Praise the Lord and vote early. That's a good man, Savannah.
I didn't just make bow. I went to church, too.
made bow. Look, all that. Y'all was doing all types of stuff at the Missionary Baptist Church.
Dorian said, not Dorian, Young Money said he voted at 11:30 a.m. That's what's up. That's what's up. Okay. So, yes, Wisconsin, you can register to vote today. If you got an 18-year-old that hasn't registered to vote, take them to go vote today. Have them register and have them cast their vote. People
Bring
are all.
Bring your ID.
There you go. Bring your IDs. Actually, yeah, Shannon, you got what they need.
Bring a piece of mail.
I think you need
a
proof of residence.
I just remember.
Proof
Just bring
of residence,
a piece of
yep.
mail and an ID.
Yep, you need a valid photo ID
y'all got
to vote.
With y'all name on there.
I think you could bring a passport. If you got a passport, you could bring your passport as well. That serves as something you could use to register. In order to vote, you need a valid photo ID to vote. If you're unsure where to go, go to myvotewi.gov. For your polling places, if you put your address in there, they will show you what your polling locations is. And remember, anyone who already voted absentee for a candidate who has since dropped out, like Mandela Barnes, there are no do-overs, unfortunately.
Bruh.
Like, I think those people should feel a certain way. Once an absentee ballot is returned, it counts as cast, period. So all seven original Democratic candidates remain on the ballot today, even the ones who dropped out. So double check who's still actively running before you fill in the bubble. We could help you with that.
I know David Crawley is David still
Crawley
active.
Is at the top of the list. He's the first name on the list. Then you have Joel Brennan, who's still on the list. Kelda Royce, who's still on the list. Francesca Hong, who's still on the list. So I think those are the names that are still on the list. So what else we got, Shannon? I know we got like a minute before we go on break. Shall we take this caller? Let's take this caller. We got Muhammad from Milwaukee. Muhammad, how you doing, man? I heard you got some things you want to talk about dating outside your race.
Yes, sir. How you guys doing? I just want to say I do, and I am married to a black woman. But just that stuff that lady from the 206 said, that just proves why some brothers do date outside their race. All she named was her accomplishments at a job. Nothing to do with maiden, getting along. That come off as man-type energy. Men really don't care about, a real man really don't care about what job his woman's doing, because the man's supposed to hold it down. Her job is extra. So all she did was got on here and made it look worse, sounded masculine, talking about she got a PhD and everybody got PhDs. That has nothing to do with relationships. That's all I wanted to say.
Well, you know, Brother Muhammad, we thank you for calling in, but I you know, what you're not going to do is get our cousins riled up. We done worked a lot to keep it calm in this chat, Brother Muhammad, and I can't let you riling people up like that because I think you took some things out of context, Brother Muhammad. The conversation stemmed from somebody saying that it's a difference between women in 53206 and 53201, as if 53206 didn't produce quality women. And the caller called in and stated the very opposite. And I think that is very important to highlight, because people think as if you're from a certain area code, you can't be educated, you can't be professional, you can't have business acumen, you can't be loving, you can't be. And I don't think she was on here expressing any masculine energy, in my opinion. I think she was pushing against a false narrative that 53206 doesn't produce quality product. And what she highlighted is her and her family, everybody in her family is educated and have degrees. And you even heard what I was presuming to be an elder in the background state. Everybody on our block got degrees. So I think it's very important to highlight that when we talk about, you know, education and something like that in one of the poorest zip codes. And that says a lot that one of the poorest zip codes has, sounds like, got some of the most degrees coming out of it. But don't go anywhere, y'all. This is the Lunch Break with Ray Nitty. And maybe Ray Shannon will be right back after these messages.
That boy is good.
Don't go anywhere.
Gotta wait till they birthday to go out of town. Brokey. Yeah, I talk a lot of that. He like who you think you is. The not your Brokey.
What up, y'all? Welcome back. Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is the Lunch Break with Ray Nitty, maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z holding us down with the production and sound. Shannon, you all right? You ain't blow no gasket over there, did you?
I ain't blow no gasket. I had to let you hold it down because I would have been called masculine if I ain't let you speak.
Yes,
I trust you. Look, I got trust in you. So I was like, you know what? Ray gonna do this articulately, and I'm gonna let him do his thing. You know what I'm saying? When you got trust in a leader, you let them lead, right?
Hey, man, don't. Well, you the leader. You the boss. You the boss, Miss Shannon.
I'm in charge.
You in charge.
You in charge. I want to hear you say that. Say it,
man. I got something that
you got something on the menu over there.
Yep, just real quick. I know you got some ingredients.
You messing with that binder. I was like, what's on that menu?
Man, you know what they got? Milwaukee, mark your calendars. Join us for Truth Family Fest on Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Riverside University High School. It's free and fun for the entire family, featuring great music, community resources, family activities, and back to school support to help students get ready for a successful school year. interested in volunteering, visit the Truth Family Fest website at truthfamilyfest.com to complete the volunteer form or by emailing cierra.brown@milwaukeeblackmedia.com. Bring the whole family and experience one of Milwaukee's favorite community celebrations, Truth Family Fest, Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Special thanks to Educators Credit Union, American Family Assurance, Milwaukee Public Schools, Artists Working in Education, City of Milwaukee, DCWS, AB Corps, and Ascension. AB Corps, and Ascension. They got to rewrite how this set up in the book, bro. They got to.
They got to redo the menu. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So.
But just the last one. But Shannon, I know you, hey. What you got in the pot over there? Because I know you got something on high heat.
Man, we got some ingredients on high heat.
But yeah, what's your thoughts on the caller said?
The comments seem to actually be going crazy right now, and I do want to start and acknowledge our comments. So Anita Nicole said, nobody clown 53206 respectfully. Guru said, yeah, I didn't agree with Muhammad on this one. You know, Guru be agreeing with some stuff. I also got something to say to Guru. Guru said, hush, Shannon, this is local grown folks business. Did you even vote? What I would like to say to that is I have 73,000 followers on Instagram, boo. And most of them are from Wisconsin. So me expressing my support and me telling people to go out and vote, that does a lot more than your one vote. Let's continue on.
You feel me knocking? Well, let me in.
Hello. Okay. I didn't agree, but he was right. I didn't agree with Muhammad. Anita said perhaps other platforms were saying different things because I don't believe the chat went there. Guru says she felt insulted and backed up for a good reason. Why? No masculine energy was detected. Wisco J said, I see where Muhammad was going, but I agree with Wei. He took it out of context. However, I also believe most men don't care about women's degrees if we're having a different conversation. Anita said, true. Babar said, I'll say both is right. Also, she didn't sound masculine to me. Back to what we were talking about. I just wanted to catch y'all up on what was going on in the chat. So, as far as the 53206 area code, right? I feel like not just the 53206 area code, but like being from Milwaukee and going other places, when they tell me like, oh, you're from Wisconsin, but you're from Milwaukee. I'm like, oh, okay, so this is where we're going, because you know exactly what people mean when they kind of zone in on where you're from. They're trying to basically make you feel like you are not that. So it was very, I think it was a good thing that she called, and I think it was a good thing that she popped her stuff. I love hearing when other people are educated, when other people are doing things that people don't assume people from that space is doing. If you feel some type of way because somebody is flexing their degrees, their education, what they've done in life, maybe you need to look within yourself. And even when we had the conversation a few days ago about sugar mamas, we literally talked about how a lot of these men, they will be, not to say less than, but they won't be the breadwinner in a relationship. They not the one with the degree. They not him. You're not Timothy, but you're dating a woman that is that's that girl. And you need to bet on the right horse. Get behind that and make sure y'all going where y'all got to go. Do what you got to do to keep this thing going, right? But instead, y'all rather, don't nobody care about your degree. You're still not the man of the house. Nobody said that. She did not sound masculine. She was just saying what she's done and from where she's from. And that's okay. Like, for you to hear somebody say the accomplishments they have done and you automatically think it's masculine is insane to me. And it says a lot about yourself, not about her. What else was I gonna say? I think I pretty much got that off my chest.
I don't know if you just wanted to catch anything else in the chat. It's some more stuff in the chat. I don't know if you wanted to address. I'm just turning my mic off. Yeah,
somebody else said she didn't. Who? Who being messy?
It's in there if you just want to take it. I don't know if you just want to take a look and respond.
What?
Since you're cooking. You want me to read it?
Wait, what?
You want me to read it?
You can read whatever you see. I don't know if I see the same thing.
It is it's your cousin Guru. Yeah. Oh, you got goodness. Your spatula?
Oh, I see it. They're not following me for intelligence. So it's funny because they follow me for many reasons. Not only am I beautiful, I'm funny, and I also do a lot of work in my community. You'd be surprised how many people look to me for guidance on different things. You might not be following me for my intelligence, but not only am I cute and got a banging body, but I am intelligent. And that's okay to be all three things. You don't have to be one thing in life. Like, you can be from the 53206 area code and have degrees. It's concerning when people think, oh, if you're pretty, you can't be this. If you're smart, you can't be that. You can be all the things. What you got going on over there? How many people do you influence? Let's keep this going. Up in this chat ain't influencing. You know what? stay locked in. I love y'all. I love y'all, cousin. Supposed to drink. You ain't no with no balls. Shots hurt you out. You won't catch me in no sharp boots. I burnt them out.
Got away today, birthday. Shannon got hurt.
Shannon got hurt. Pop it.
Chef Shannon. Chef, you know, maybe Shannon. Listen, cooking.
I be dealing with people like all day. And it's just very interesting to listen to people with these
they said, bro, just
like
unleashed
that, like
the Leo.
And that's okay. I don't care what reason you follow me, but you follow me and I influence you in one way or the other.
Man.
Yeah. Proven.
I ain't gonna lie. Sometimes, fellas, like, y'all disappoint me when we just say things. And I know sometimes we live in a world where people say things just for the troll and a response. But, you know, sometimes it just be disrespectful. Respectfully. Like, to even say something like that, as if, like, y'all don't hear the things that we already deal with, as whether that's being an entertainer or an influencer. And we sit here on a daily basis talking about things with so much substance and, you know, and respectfully, it be men, man. It be men that disappoint the most, bro, because we such Neanderthals. It's crazy. It's like, to say that comment, and it is like, I'm even looking at Wisco J, and maybe just saying this to be funny, but say, I follow you for that body, not gonna lie, Shannon, respectfully though. And I'm like, yo, like, I want us to start thinking about some of the things we put out there when we say it. But we gotta, sometimes is, you know, we just, I don't even know, man. Shannon, I'm gonna get out your kitchen. Keep filleting, Shannon.
You can stay in the kitchen.
And
it's funny because a lot of times when men speak, men tend to listen even more. Like, I've had people in my comments say, like, random disrespectful things that are unwarranted, and a guy be like, hey, chill. Oh, my bad, bro. My bad, big bro. It was a video online. This woman was like literally just recording a TikTok video, and this dude walked by and slapped her butt. And then the dude found him and got on him. And he like, oh, bro, I'm sorry. I didn't know you knew her. Why does a man have to know a woman for you to be respectful? And then aside from what I'm saying and about my following and about my influence, that woman called and said all the great things she's doing in her community. And all of a sudden she's masculine for doing great things in her community. Stop playing. We're going to go off the break, man. We're going to be right back at 101.7 The Truth. You are listening to The Lunch Break with Ray Nitty and maybe Shannon.
Don't do it, man. Bust it wide open, then I tell her bring it back. Bust it wide open, then I tell her bring it back.
Like, what's up, kid? I'm like, what's up, daddy? Tell that boy keep talking. And another thing.
Welcome back. This is a lunch break with Ray Nitty, maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z, holding us down with the production and sound on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Man, we having an amazing show today, real good conversation. And I think this is a very interesting topic. And, you know, Wisco, it wasn't about, you know, trying to point out or bash, right? It's just sometimes as men, I don't think we read the room. You feel me? And I think we have made this world too too comfortable for men to just insert, you know, what some would think is harmless comments or statements, right? When women are clearly trying to express themselves about something, and then we just, you know, insert, yeah, it might be funny amongst a group of men, but right now we having a serious conversation. And the conversation was surrounding about, you know, in a sense, looking at a zip code and saying that a certain stock of women can't be produced out of that. And then, yeah, we had a caller that came and said, yo, it's amazing things happening out of there. So when you have somebody like Shannon, who I know we've worked together for 10 plus years now at this point, and it's always a constant struggle that I've seen where people try to, as if what she's saying doesn't have substance, right? And I'm not blaming you for this, Wisco. I'm just speaking in general because it's something we've seen over and over again. We even talked about it on this show, you know? So I just think, man, we have a responsibility as men that we're not perpetuating the narrative and the storyline that there's this wedge between the black man and black women. So that's really what it is for me, man. But I'll let you continue, Miss Shannon.
Look, don't call me Miss Shannon. They're going to say I'm being masculine. But anywho, let me catch up on some of these comments. We got Jasmine Jazz West say y'all done made Shannon mad. I'm not mad. I just feel like sometimes laying out the facts for people is just what they need to hear. Sometimes just plain and simple. Because especially when you telling a woman that called in and just like talked about all these wonderful things her and her family and the whole neighborhood has done. She didn't even just say only the women are holding it down. No, she said the whole neighborhood is doing this stuff. She could be talking about husbands. She can be talking about the men on the block. But for some reason, when that woman said she got all this going on, it triggered something in some people. And it's just sad to see. And like it led into the conversation about me and why I have a follower and why do I have a platform. But when you do look at my page, more often than not, when I'm talking, when I'm joking, when I'm engaging with my audience, that's when I go viral. That's when I get more views than anything. So most people, like I said, aren't following me for that. If you are, thank you. But I can't help that I was born with a body that should have been on King Magazine. I can't help that. I'm gonna have to see it though. I'm gonna throw it in your face like a degree sometime. My bad.
Marcus, darling.
I'm gonna throw it in your face like a degree sometime. That is actually funny.
Look, I'm sorry. She got degrees. I got, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, moving onward. Miss Jackson said, this proves one of our biggest issues. Most of our men are jealous of us and feel intimidated when we achieve as much or more than themselves. We will never be one when men believe we have masculine energy. Anita said, too many microaggressions. Miss Jackson said, really been hating on us. That's a whole nother show. Man, that could be a whole nother show because, like I said, the stats show that when women do well in a relationship, men, for whatever reason, feel slighted, they start to feel jealous, or they feel like they almost start to feel resentment toward their woman. When women don't show that, they are happy for their partner or they feel nothing. But that's actually a study. Y'all should look it up and go talk to a therapist about that if you feel like that about your woman. So Young Money said, I get called a simp. We got Wisco J. Dang, really, my bad. I was just being truthful. I know she's smart, intelligent. Otherwise, she would not have her radio show. Right. But like Ray said, I think Ray, you know, addressed that after the comment was made. Yeah. JD said, I enjoy the show and the energy both of you bring. Continue to shine and thrive. Miss Jackson said, thank you, Ray Nitty, for protecting women. RNS, y'all know what that means. Can we say real nigga? You know, real one. This is day one. I'm telling y'all, man. Guru says she came at my vote not being as important as her 73K followers. We had to point out the obvious. It's not the obvious because if you actually look at my page and see what goes viral and what really doesn't, when I show my body, I actually get less likes than when I'm talking. So the obvious would tell you that people are listening when I speak. You hear?
Is it one of your most recent viral videos about the Sheen thing anyways, too?
Literally, like, me speaking.
It's a mannequin body.
Me speaking. Exactly. Me speaking, me making fun of a situation, me being myself. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if you're going to do your research, do it right. Point out the real obvious. Don't get on here chatting about me. And I had an obvious.
Well, y'all thought
what
I was
doing
the only,
over there, right?
They thought I was the only one that had some fight. We back to back throwing hands and feet.
But I just be cool most of the time. I just be chilling.
You know what? I'm glad Babar said it because I was lost too. I swear to God, I thought it was registered nurse.
RN is registered nurse, but when y'all see RNS, they mean real.
I thought about when you said thank you RN, and I was like, thank you registered nurse for protecting women. I thought it said registered nurse.
I thought they were saying your initials,
but maybe they were. That's funny. Yeah. Oh, man. All right.
Man,
I'm 42 though, not 43. I'm 42, not 43. What was you saying, Shannon?
I was laughing. At first, I thought they were saying your initials because I said, okay, protect black women. We know there's problems in the medical industry. So I thought Ray Nitty because RN. And then I saw the S.
Yeah, maybe they were saying Ray Nitty. Ray Nitty S. Real.
With the
real
S, though.
Yeah. RN.
I think the most common would be real N-word SHI. Sugar, honey, iced tea. Thank you, Al, for putting us on. Yeah. Helping us out. Man. I think this is a good show. We having a good conversation, but like the person in the comments said, I think that's actually an episode for another day to talk about that. And like like you said, some people don't think I get fiery, but that's because I love to live in peace and just chill. And, you know, when I don't argue for real, like I like to just give people the facts. I like to give people a point of view. You got your point of view. We grown. Most of y'all ain't going to change your mind anyway. But what we ain't gonna do is sit here and just yap.
You know how we get. We like to dig, pull
we
up
like
facts
to go
and
to the rabbit hole. We like to get the facts. We like to dig. We like to know our sources. We cite sources. We know where our information coming from. We get firsthand interview. We, you know what?
I'll say, hey, bro, put some respect on his name. Please call in and tell me how to say it properly, please. 833-212-1017.
It's not Babar.
Man, I'm trying to say it right. Please, I don't like messing up nobody's name. My real name is Rahanio. So imagine somebody seeing Rahanio and trying to read that. So trust me, I get it. I don't want to mess nobody's name up. But hey, Shannon. I guess that was the meat and potatoes. That appetizer spilt over, didn't it?
Are you not entertained?
That's funny. Hey, a lot of people think that Young Money. They said, I thought Ray Nitty was the producer who made Young Jock. It's a Nitty beat. Yep. Different Nitty, though. Different Nitty.
It ain't Frank Nitty either. It's a whole. No, how many Nitty?
This one bald. He don't got dreads.
Well, never mind.
This one bald.
Hey. Hey. Hey.
It's funny because hey. Z looked at me the exact same way you made your statement. Oh my God. I know what you was trying to say.
One don't got none. One got some and one got a lot.
Semi. I'm the only real dreadhead. Oh. But no, that's not, I'm not the right one. I'm not the, he said he's going to send his cousin Vintage Birdman up there. Put some respect on my, all three of y'all. Man.
Three of y'all. Stop playing with my name. I ain't going to say it no more.
No more.
Thank you, Miss Jackson. Thank you. She said Shannon just gained another follower. I appreciate you. Thank you.
See? Hey, man. That's 73,001. You feel me? And that wasn't crazy. It wasn't
like I just made a status. No, it was a story yesterday. I was like, it's crazy because like the women, like people try to make it like sound like women be hating all these things, but a lot of the women support me more than men. And it'd be just sad because I feel like what it is like we just going through a really rough patch where a lot of these men, it's finding their footing again. And we need more men being able to actually be men and be like, yo, like, it's okay. You don't have to beef with the women's. It's okay. But listen, we're going to go to break. We're going to be right back. We are listening to the 101.7 The Truth with Ray Nitti and Maybe Shannon. This is the lunch break. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back. We got more to feed y'all on the lunch break.
Don't go anywhere. Money smack. Coca leaf plant. Coca leaf plant. Coca leaf plant. Straight off the border. Yo, look. Come on, let one handle your business for me, boy.
What happened to that boy? What up, y'all? Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the lunch break with Ray Nitti, Maybe Shannon. DJ Brother Z holding us down on the production and sit down. Hey.
Jasmine, what's money?
What'd she say? Oh, y'all is terrible. I read it out loud, Shannon.
She said one of the three nitties may or may not be halfway bald. That's why I said it's just a progression photo of the nitties. Like one nitty no hair, one nitty some, one nitty got him. Like,
damn.
Ah, y'all gotta chill. What it went from?
What do they call it though?
It was like from from bald to real to really rooted. Started no. with nothing. Then we had a little bit.
Started from the bottom. Guru says, see Ray, unbutton that shirt a little to the belly button and get your followers up. Or get online and start yapping.
I got to get in the gym first, Guru. I got to get in the gym first, Guru, before I could do that. And see, that don't work for dudes, man. You got to have
them. Listen, let me be your
body.
Social media manager.
It do not work for us.
Man, what? You know what works? You know what? What get me the more likes and engagement when I put up pictures of my wife and my dog and cat. That's what get. I talk Ooh. About.
Hey, I know a performer out here. And he not like a weird performer. Like he actually is in an act in Vegas. And he even told me performer. Like for him to be as big as he is, when he posts his wife, he get all the engagement. But I think it's because women support women, and then your friends low-key like, who is that? And then they like, right. Oh, dang, that's dog wife. Never mind. So, engagement up. I'm just saying.
Man, you know, hey, you know, I try to, you know, I wear silk shirts, you know, and I go down three buttons low, let a little taco show, you know.
The silk shirts. What color silk shirt you got?
Who brought up my silk shirt? I did have a black silk shirt on one day with the I was on my real Rastaman vibes, you understand? But y'all get off my shirt, man. You know, these cameras is crispy in here, man. So I gotta look like some. What they say?
My bad. I'm read the last comment. Bubar is pronounced the buh via the use of the where'd it go? Consonant and vowel sound as Bahamas, but right? Bubar?
Man,
I still can't say it.
If you don't type it out like the truth reads be typed out so we could pronounce this properly.
Damn,
the guru is a mess, dog. This dude is. I'm not even reading that, dog. And I have. Shut up, dog. I don't even know how to respond to that.
I do more yapping than photo snapping, okay? Let's just leave it there. I do more yapping than photo snapping.
Guru is an animal, dog. It's just a straight animal. But. We love all our cousins, man, because y'all challenge us and every day y'all help us grow better. Y'all help us think deeper. Y'all help us search wider for topics and things of substance. So we do appreciate everything that you all bring to the table and bring to the show, man. So appreciate our family on the YouTube chat, man. What else we got, Shannon?
Man,
this vote.
We just was supposed to talk about voting and right. like the power of our vote and why. Like, but we talked about the power of our vote.
We did.
The entertainer and the influencer slash model slash yapper. So we talked about the power of our vote, and I think people kind of underestimate what the power of their vote is. Like we said, if you have a cousin or a family member that you know probably won't make it to the polls, give them a call and say, hey, let's go grab some food and go to the polls. Let's go ride around and stop at the polls. Like, honestly, I feel like in these elections, like, it's rare. Sadly, it's rare that the lines are, like, out the door. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just it's realistic. Like, you're not going to be in line for hours. And even if you were, don't go anywhere because you can still cast your vote. Mm-hmm. Make sure you exercise your right to be able to go vote, even if you have to work. Your employer has to honor that. You need to go and vote. We also, what was that website again, if they need to know their polling place?
It is myvote.gov, if I'm not mistaken. I'll pull it up real quick. It is, yeah, myvotewi.gov. Myvotewi.gov. If you put your address in the website, it tells you exactly where your polling location is, and it gives you an example of what will be on your ballot as well. So today is the day, man. Today is the day. By the end of the night, we will know who the nominee is. Y'all know who my pick is, David Crowley for Wisconsin governor. He is the one that has been doing the work. He has a resume. He has the relationships. He has the experience. He is the only one established enough to get the job done. Build our Wisconsin. Bow. Vote David Crowley. Shannon, what you got for us, man? It's almost that time.
Man, listen, you guys, make sure you head over to our YouTube, 1017 The Truth, and check us out on there. We've got a lineup of great shows. We got Manon and Non coming up next, and then after that, we have Tap In with Jazzy. You don't want to miss this lineup. Make sure you tap in, what is it, follow, like, subscribe on YouTube. So you ring that bell, too, because that's how you be notified when we're doing something out here.
Yeah.
Man, you don't want to miss it. Call us at 833-212-1017. That is the number to text or call at any time. So if you're listening to a show in the car and you want to give us a call, call us, 833-212-1017. And make sure you hit us up on Facebook. We are at the lunch break. We growing our community. Make sure you join us. Cousins, we need you to grow our community. Again, the lunch break on Facebook. We growing a community. Join us. And then make sure you follow Raynitty at Raynitty, R-A-Y-N-I-T-T-I. And I am Maybe Shannon. Follow me at Maybe Shannon, M-A-Y-B-E-S-H-A-N-N-O-N.
Man. Shouts out to, what'd they say? He said, oh, he said, now you tell us who you vote for. Well, you know, I've been doing it for like the last month and I don't want to oversaturate, man. You know what I mean? If that makes sense. I want people to make their own decision, man. Like, I could get passionate, but I could have a bias as well. Although I do think my bias is rooted in a lot of facts and a lot of actual evidence that shows why I'm supporting the person I'm supporting. But yeah, I deliberately didn't say it throughout this whole show because I want people to know what's most important today is just simply exercising your right, your freedom to vote, right? Despite who I'm supporting, despite who anybody else is supporting, you have to go in there and make your own choice at the end of the day. So that's why I didn't, go too crazy with my David Crowley for governor today. But y'all know what it is, though. Build our Wisconsin, vote David Crowley, bow. And like we said, follow us, man. Follow us on these places. Follow us on these platforms. We bringing something different to radio, man. We bringing some energy. We bringing some fun. We bringing substance. We just want to bring some real good life back to Black Talk Radio, man. I know things have been a certain way for a certain time. But then from the ashes rose Ray Nitty, Baby Shannon, and DJ Brother Z. Shannon, take us home.
Now move your body, girl. Now go and vote, girl. Hey, man, make sure y'all go vote. Thank you for listening. If y'all have any topics y'all want to talk about, hit us up on Facebook. Let's chat. Let's bring it to life here on Live on Radio, man. Go vote.
All right, y'all. That's our time. Up next, Manana Nine on the Grapevine. We out.
Is she moving? I want to see if she really can do it. Her body like bow, 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 bow. Damn, girl, I see you got a body, body. And I ain't even lying, you the baddest in the party. She got a dog, how she get him in the mad hardest? The way she shake it, got you feeling real horny. She thick, I'm the ish, ish. Ooh, girl, get it, get it. Yeah, that's it. She rolling, she rolling. And I'm holding. I want to take it home and now. Meet me at the Marriott, the juice box. Yeah, that's a bet. Do it with no hands, girl. Show them you a bet. She fresh, she clean. She clean. She don't mess with broke players, she mean. I like her. I wanna wife her. I wanna take her home and pull an all-nighter. Her body like bow, 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 bow. Now move your body. I'm juking, and she moving. I wanna see if she really can do it. Her body like bow. And I